Kilayim Perek Tes Mishnah Aleph 9:1. This is the final perek of Maseches Kilayim, and now we discuss the halachas of Kilay Begadim. That's a forbidden mixtures in clothing, textiles, more familiar to us as shatnas. So if you're keeping track, we've had a total of four categories of Kilayim here in the Masechta. First, we had Kilay Zeraim, forbidden mixtures of seeds, agricultural products, then Kilay Akerem, the specific case of forbidden mixtures in a vineyard, followed by Kilay Behema, forbidden mixtures with animals. We had two mitzvahs there, both not to crossbreed animals and not to work them together, different species. And finally, now we have the fourth category, which is the fifth mitzvah in the Masechta, of not wearing shatnas. So there are two psukim that govern this. The psukim Vayikra, Yotes Yotes, reads, Eschukosai tishmru behemtecha lo sarbiya kilayim, schach lo sizra kilayim, uveged kilayim, and a garment of kilayim, a mixed garment, shatnez, that's shatnez, an undefined term here, lo ya'alelecha, should not come upon you, lo ya'ale, to go up upon, alecha, upon yourself. That's the pasuk in Vayikra. And then in Devarim, it's a chav beis pasuk yiralef, lo silba shatnes. Here it says, you may not wear shatnes, as opposed to going up upon you. You may not wear shatnes. And here we define shatnes is tsemer ufishtim yachtav. It's a wool and linen together. So first of all, shatnes, which is some kind of mixed textile, would be considered the klal here in general, but then there's a prat, semrum fishtim. It's specifically wool and linen, and that would be the prat. So when you have a klal and a prat, the rule is for exegesis, the way the Torah is encoded, the way to read it is, ein b'chlal elamash b'frat. Nothing is included in the general category of kilai begadim, shatness, except what is specific. They mention in the prat, the details, and that would be semrum fishtim. Wool and linen, which means that unlike what we saw by Kilay Behema a moment in the previous parak, where we said it had nothing to do with specifically about a shore, an ox, or a chamor, a donkey, nothing to do about, you know, harisha, plowing, etc. It was general terms. Here in Kilay Begadim, it's very specific. It's specific just to, as we'll see, wool from a sheep and pishtim, which is a linen from the flax plant. That's it. That's the full extent of the Isra Doraisa. As far as what you can't do with that, so we have a bit of a contradiction in as much as one pasuk says, lo ya'ale alecha, it can't go up upon you, and one says, lo silbash, you can't wear it. And they're not quite the same thing. So as we'll see in the Mishnah, the prohibition is to either wear shatnas, a garment made of shatnas, of wool linen together, or to have a textile, of something of fabric go upon you, where you're getting the benefits as if you were wearing it. That is to say, it's providing you from protection from the elements. If it's cold outside, it gives you warmth. If it's hot outside, it provides you with cold. So let's say a blanket. You put a blanket upon you, you're not wearing the blanket, but since the blanket is conferring to you the benefits as clothing does, meaning it's keeping you warm, so that would be also the Isra of Shatnas, as opposed to, let's say, for example, having a firm woolen mattress beneath you, that wouldn't be a problem, or to et cetera, et cetera. So that's the background here. So now the Mishnah begins. It says, "Ein iser mishum kilayim." Speaking out what I just spoke to you, there's no prohibition in terms of kilayim of mixed, and of course referring here to mixed fabrics for textiles. Elet semru fishtim, except for semer, wool from a sheep, and fishtim, linen from the flax plant. Immediately the Mishnah takes a bit of a excursus and goes off topic and says, just as there is a very peculiar din when it comes to shatnas, that it's only peculiar, it's only unique to wool and linen when it comes to forbidden textile mixtures, so too wool and linen have two other places in the Torah that are specific to wool and linen. One of them is Tumas Nagayim, that we learned in Maseches Nagayim. The certain times they're spot, just the same way a person can be a mitzora and have like white patches upon his skin, etc. One's garments can have red or green patches of growth on them, which make the garment tummy. It's actually a very strong form of tumma, called negoy begadim, a nega, an affliction on the clothing, and that only applies to begadim, clothing that are made out of wool or linen. But for argument's sake, a cotton shirt or a whatever it is, rayon, nylon, silk, etc. Even if they would get a green or red spot that looks like a nega, it's not the tumas negoyim. And also a third category that's in the Torah that only applies to one linen is ena kohanim lovshin l'shamesh beveis hamikdash elat semro fishtim. The kohanim, they have very specific requirements regarding what they can wear in the beis hamikdash, and those garments are strictly only made out of wool or linen. We'll talk about kohen hediot here, a regular kohen as opposed to a kohen gadol. So they wear four items of clothing, and they are all defined as being made of one of five types of fabrics. You have bad and sheish, which are two descriptions of linen. I'll describe one in a second. And then you have tchelis, argamon, and tulat shani, which are descriptions of kinds of wool. So the second first, let's get it out of the way. Tchelet does not mean the blue dye that comes from the chilazon animal. Tchelet means wool dyed blue with that chilazon dye. So that's what tchelet is a blue wool. And same goes with argamon, which is like a reddish purpley dyed wool, and tolat shani, which is like a red crimson dyed wool. Fine, that's all wool. As far as the linen stuff goes, you have bad, which means an individual stalk of flax fiber, and sheish. Sheish is the when you take those individual flax fibers and weave them together. Just to make sure it's clear, the flax is a plant. Think of it as like a reed. It's like a plant that grows, and it's long, thin, and you can soak it and get the fibers, the vertical fibers off of that plant, which are the fibers that make linen. You can weave them together to make a textile. So those individual stalks, individual fibers that come off of the flax plant, is referred to as bad. And then when you weave them together, you twine them together into like a thread, it's called sheish. Perhaps sheish has to be, you know, a six ply twine. Be that as it may, so all the garments of the Kohanim are made out of those materials. Therefore, like I said, the ketonas, the shirt or tunic, and the michnasayim, like the boxer shorts, and the migba'at, the hat, the turban that the kohen hediot wears, all those are made out of only linen. As far as the belt that goes around, the avnet, so according to many Rishonim, including the Bar Tanura, it's made up of both wool and linen together. That's most darn like that. And that, of course, would normally be shanis, but for reasons that are not a topic right now, the Torah allows that the avnet, the belt, should be made of both wool and linen woven together. Okay. So, again, the Mishnah said there are three categories of that are wool and linen only, shanis, tumas, begadim, or negai begadim, I should say, and finally, the clothing the kohanim wear. Fine, now we revert back to the topic of kilai begadim, and it says, tsemer gamalim, if you'd have wool. Now, tsemer, the word tsemer just means something like, in English, the word wool is pretty uniquely referring to the wool that comes from a sheep, but in America, anyways, but in other you have other expressions, like in the Commonwealth countries, you know, South Africa, England, etc. They use a phrase that say like cotton wool. They refer to cotton as cotton wool, much as the Pesukim refer to it, and the Mishnah refers to it as tsemer gefen, which means wool, tsemer, gefen, of the vine. So the word tsemer really can refer to any kind of like fuzzy stuff that comes off of plants and animals. And tsemer gemalim would mean the hair of a camel. What's important is that if you say generic tsemer without a shem levi, without a modifier coming to explain what kind of tsemer we're talking about, it refers by default to the wool of a sheep, and that's exactly the pshat in the pasuk, and that's what we're getting to over here. The same way, maybe you're familiar with when we say shemen, so shemen, well, it doesn't matter. Okay, leave the shemen and shemen's eye sound, but the same idea that standard shemen is olive oil and so on in the time of the Mishnah. Okay, fine. So tsemer gemalim, the wool that comes from a camel, which would not be included in this prohibition, the tzemer rechelim, if you have that along with wool that comes from rechelim, rechelim is a sheep. Actually, rechel is a female sheep, so that would be like a ewe, E-W-E. If they're shetarfan, that are mixed together, mixed well together, tarfan, a fairly uncommon word. Bartender speaks that it means arvan, mixed up. And we've seen it before, like beitza trufa, like a scrambled egg. It means it got mixed up. Zebazad, the camel fibers and the sheep fibers got mixed up together. So now there's a general principle that pervades kol tzarakula everywhere, that if you have a mixture of things and there are two things, the status goes after the primary thing. And in normal circumstances, the primary thing, the ikar thing in the mixture is the rov. And therefore, the din is simply that bitul barov, that the minority loses identity with respect to the majority, and the mixture it has a single halachic status, which is governed by the majority component. So here we say, if you have fibers, small, you know, fibers from a camel that are mixed up with fibers from a sheep, im rov min hagamalim, if the majority of the fibers that are mixed up in the mixture are from camels, so when you spin the thread that will come from those fibers, it will have a single halachic status, a single din after the majority content, which is camel fiber, and therefore it's considered camel thread and camel fabric and not wool from a sheep, and therefore mutter. It's okay, it's permissible to combine threads from this mixture of camel and wool, where the majority is camel, with linen. And similarly, imrov min urechelim, if the majority of the fibers in the mix came from sheep, so then usur, then even though there's an admixture of camel hair, it doesn't make a difference. The mixture is forbidden to be combined with linen. Mechtzel mechtzel, it's exactly 50-50. Usur, it's also forbidden because there you haven't got a bitzel barov, you haven't got an annulment of the minority in the wake of the majority. Fine. V'chein ha-pishtan, same goes when it comes to flax. If you have threads that came from a flax plant and the canvas and threads that came from a cannabis plant, canvas. So canvas threads are not so different from linen threads, but canvas is not prohibited in kilayim, as you said, as opposed to pishtim. So if you have a mixture, shatarfan zebazeh, if those two different fibers are mixed together, if the majority of the fibers are canvas, so then it's permissible to weave with wool, and if the majority of them are pishtim linen, then you may not.